The geisha, who are there to entertain, move around the center of the room, inside the U-shape made by all the trays, I mean, and spend only a few minutes kneeling before each guest to pour sake and chat. It wasn't what you'd call an exciting affair, and as a novice, my role was less exciting even than Mameha's. I stayed to one side of her like a shadow. Whenever she introduced herself, I did the same, bowing very low and saying, "My name is Sayuri. I'm a novice and beg your indulgence." After that, I said nothing more, and no one said anything to me. Toward the end of the banquet, the doors at one side of the room were slid open, and Mameha and another geisha performed a dance together known as Chio no Tomo, Friends Everlasting. It's a lovely piece about two devoted women meeting again after a long absence. Most of the men sat picking their teeth through it. They were executives of a large company that made rubber valves, or some such thing, and had gathered in Kyoto for their annual banquet. I don't think a single one of them would have known the difference between dancing and sleepwalking, but for my part, I was entranced. Geisha and Gion always use a folding fan as a prop when dancing, and Mameha in particular was masterful in her movements. At first, she closed the fan and, while turning her body in a circle, waved it delicately with her wrist to suggest a stream of water flowing past. Then she opened it, and it became a cup into which her companion poured sake for her to drink. As I say, the dance was lovely, and so was the music, which was played on the shamisen by a terribly thin geisha with small, watery eyes. A formal banquet generally lasts no longer than 2 hours, so by 8 o'clock we were out on the street again. I was just turning to thank Mameha and bid her good night when she said to me, "Well, I'd thought of sending you back to bed now, but you seem to be so full of energy. I'm heading to the Komoriya Tea House. Come along with me and have your first taste of an informal party. We may as well start showing you around as quickly as we can." I couldn't very well tell her I felt too tired to go, so I swallowed my real feelings and followed her up the street. The party, as she explained to me along the way, was to be given by the man who ran the National Theater in Tokyo. He knew all the important geisha in nearly every geisha district in Japan, and although he would probably be very cordial when Mameha introduced me, I shouldn't expect him to say much. My only responsibility was to be sure I always looked pretty and alert. "Just be sure you don't let anything happen to make you look bad," she warned.